better believe it. Got it, Christine. Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News. Coming to you from Broadcast House in beautiful Marshfield, I am Rob. Alexis Brickner is our special guest co-host today. She's having a lot of fun. She's a photographer. It's her main job, but she's co-hosting the show today, so we're happy to have her. Christine is always in the news booth. And you on the text line at 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. Chime in. Francesca loves texters. All right, it is time now for Love Bites with lifestyle coach Francesca Luca. Love Bites, taking a bite out of love one question at a time. Love Bites is sponsored by Meineke Auto Care in Hanover and Quincy. Go over there now. Fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. And there she is up on YouTube, WATD Radio. Watch us live. Say hello to YouTube land. Hello, YouTube.
All hello, right. YouTube land.
There she is,
and
Francesca.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How you doing, Francesca?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're happy that you're here to answer yet another question. And by the way, when you listen, we will have an opportunity. We'll tell you how you can send your question in to Francesca, and she'll try to get to a new question every week at this time. All right, you ready for this one?
I sure am.
All right, let me read the question here, and then Francesca will give her analysis. All right, this one comes from, we'll call him Jeff.
What do you mean, this is what we'll call him? Isn't that his name?
Well, it is, but I was just trying to be to make him feel anonymous. We'll call him Jeff. All right, so let's see. We won't give out his last name, though, so it could be any Jeff. I won't tell you if it's spelled with a J or a G. All right, my girlfriend.
All right, just get to the question.
My girlfriend has to know every moment of every day where I am. And then that's put by 7 exclamation points. It's gotten to the point where I am becoming passive-aggressive. I've had a little therapy. Who hasn't? First, let me say that I'm very attentive. We have been together for 2 years. And I have never done anything that would make her question my whereabouts. When she calls, I call her back. When she texts, I text her back. I talk to her at least once a day, if not more. But sometimes I just don't feel like talking because I'm tired after work or a long workout at the gym. And I just want to come home and have a beer without conversation. If she calls me once and it's been a few hours, she then leaves another message saying, quote, "Well, you must be very busy because you haven't called me back," end quote. This makes me do just the opposite, like
WTF?
I just want to have
Is that what it is?
Well, I don't want to.
You can say WTF.
I don't want to even go there.
All right. I'm sticking my finger down my throat right now. This is getting kind of gross.
All right, there's more. I just want to have a little alone time. I feel like I'm on a psychological feeding schedule, and I don't like it. I haven't said anything because I think she'll get upset. She lost a really close friend. Oh, this is okay. This is serious here. She lost a close friend to cancer a few years ago when we first started dating. So I try to be aware of maybe that being at play, that could be a factor. But it's turning me off. Any ideas other than confront her neurosis? Thank you very much, Francesca. I would appreciate your advice. Ooh. All right, so there you go. That's for Jeff. And what do you say, Francesca?
Well, first, I'm going to stick my fingers down my throat because I want to gag. No, seriously, I'm sorry. I'm being sarcastic. But really, that's really is a bit much. But I understand that, sure, she comes from a different frame of reference to start with, okay? She's got a friend who passed away of cancer.
Yep.
We all, as I said, come from a different frame of reference. Maybe if we were doted over as a child, we might find it smothering. We're not. Or otherwise, if we weren't paid much attention to, perhaps we might really welcome it or not. We don't know, right? But depending on where we come from will determine how we feel about it. In my case, it would drive me nuts. But it doesn't sound, Jeff, like you're having a good time. And I'm sorry, I'm a realist. And she clearly is anxious. We know that for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, losing a close friend to cancer can cause her to be on edge about loss, and any perceived disconnection probably to her signals danger. So when you don't respond immediately, she starts thinking something's wrong, a sort of urgency that she needs reassurance now. Where is he? I've lost him. And then when she sends a second voicemail that you must be very busy, she isn't necessarily being sarcastic, but maybe trying to gain control. And there is an important distinction that I just want to make, is it doesn't mean she's manipulative or consciously trying to control, but it does mean that her anxiety is out of whack. And I could go on and on because I really feel strongly about this. I'm going to ask you guys to chime in and weigh in and tell me your thoughts and see what we have going.
Okay. So now what am I, so what are you thinking the advice you're giving to Jeff then? Because how do you?
Well, okay. First of all, I just want to let you know that I understand that you value that time to decompress, right? Totally F-I-N-E fine, right?
And he wants to know. Yeah. Home alone, have a beer without conversation.
Right. So that
hopefully he's not an alcoholic.
Well, if you leave it unaddressed, it's
I don't know. Yeah, if he's just going and drinking alone all.
No, he's just saying just saying he wants a beer. But if you do leave it unaddressed, it's going to erode intimacy. So what not to do is don't frame this as you're too needy, or until you're so resentful that you overreact. Also, don't, though, over-explain or justify your need for space, because that's going to invite negotiation instead of respect, but rather addressing it without being accusatory. So here, say something like, when I don't respond right away, it's usually because I'm decompressing, not because I'm avoiding you. Mm-hmm. But then be honest. But, you know, when I feel I have to check in constantly, I actually feel less connected, and I don't want that to happen between us. So that way you're reassuring connection, and you're also setting a boundary without making her the bad guy, right? Mm-hmm. That's you know, my two cents. If she reacts emotionally with guilt trips, you know, that's dependency, and it's going to continue to kill desire. And the kind of desire that I'm talking about is not – it's not going to be fun for either one of you, right? You know, that kind of thing really erodes intimacy. So, you know, for a relationship like, you know, to work over time, you know, closeness is chosen. It's not demanded. And she does sound like, even if she's saying, well, you must be very busy, there's a feeling, an underlying demand. That would be my two cents. Don't just disappear. You know, don't just put it off. Make sure you say something, but at the same time, don't over-explain, because then you're making an excuse like you're doing something wrong and what you're
Christine,
do you think?
Wants to check in.
Christine,
it's like Christine.
I love it when Christine chimes in.
Well, she might have some.
I said I love it.
Okay. I was just sorry. I was just.
I know, because I was on a tangent there. So
no, that's okay, because I agree pretty much with what you said. And again, I think some of this is also, I don't know how old he is, but I think some of this is generational. With me, if I had somebody wanting that kind of reassurance and checking in every day, it would make me crazy, really crazy. And I'm a different generation. I remember what it was like writing letters, waiting for phone calls. And I see so many younger people, which I'm always harassing my nephews and nieces. It's that constant.
Instant
gratification. But it's constant. That's why I told them it's an electronic binky. It's not communication. Don't you want to look forward to seeing someone rather than just hearing like stuff all day long? That would drive me
crazy. I'm driving a car.
Crazy.
What are you doing?
I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book.
I think you're right. Alexis, did you want to weigh in on that?
I did, yeah. So from the girlfriend standpoint, her mindset might be like childhood trauma kind of thing, because if you're looking for constant reassurance and constant where you need to feel the security of the relationship and you constantly need it, you know, then that may be something on her end that she needs to work on. So addressing that might be a good idea. But again, it's pick and choose your battles, choose your words wisely, and really think about your approach to the conversation.
Right.
Because you don't want to upset her either. And you also don't want to point fingers and point blame and all of that. But again, if she does feel this insecurity now, she really needs to address that for the sake of your relationship moving forward.
Well, right, but he's not her therapist.
I mean, she needs to seek, you know, professional outside of relationship.
But they should have a conversation about it, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're framing? I mean, do you think
Of course,
in a nice way?
Yes, but I also, I'm also a realist, and, you know, yes, childhood trauma, perhaps, likely so, but, you know, that does not, that is not going to be conducive to a great relationship. But here's the million-dollar question. Here's the litmus test. Can she tolerate your boundaries without, you know, escalating, flipping out? And just as important, can you stay grounded while holding your boundaries? And if the answer to both is yes, the relationship can move forward. If not, it won't work, right? Mm-hmm. So here are early observable signs. Mm-hmm. She can hear a boundary without seeing it as rejection or abandonment. Now, what Alexa is saying is that, you know, if she's got this childhood trauma, maybe she was abandoned. I don't know. So was I, you know? So every once in a while, we're all abandoned in some way. You know, I remember my mother was having a baby, and I was at the waving at the window in the hospital. I don't know. Maybe I was feeling abandoned because she was having a baby. I mean, these things happen. This is life. Yeah. This is life. And, you know, we either adjust, but if we're always projecting outward, then it's a turnoff. It's a mental turnoff, and which turns into a physical turnoff, and the intimacy will just erode. But I do think there's an element that Christine pointed out, which I think is great, and mm-hmm. that is that absolutely, you know, I mean, everything's instant gratification. And myself included, I notice that a lot. And like, Rob, if I text you, then I want you to text me back. And then don't, it's like, hey, Rob, where are you?
I know, because she sent me a couple emails over the weekend, and then one of them, I sometimes don't reply to
you usually do, so all of a sudden I was wondering if you were dead.
I was tired, and so the other one came in, and the subject line said, are you alive?
Well, then I started thinking, he better not be dead, because we're starting starting a new segment starting next week, right after Love Bites. It's called Audacity Check, and we want you to write in and tell us about your pet peeves. Now, I've already put it on Facebook and been getting some responses. You can also, for a question for Love Bites, or if you want to give me your pet peeve, you can go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and click on Contact Me, and I will get right to it.
Wow, I love it. All right.
Yeah.
And make sure you tune in tonight, 9 o'clock. Francesca will be on the radio tonight, 9 to 10.
And actually, interestingly enough, I've got Susan Winter, who is a relationship expert as well. And she is talking about relationships and when it's time to let go. And there, we did pre-record it because it's past my bedtime at 9 o'clock.
Yep.
But anyway, we did discuss trauma. We did discuss, you know, all that kind of stuff, and when it is just time to let go. So you have to really make a decision. If you're gonna make it work. Otherwise, move on.
All right, and that is this edition of Love Bites with Francesca Luca, sponsored by Meineke, and Francesca joins us every week at this time on 95.9 WATD. Francesca, thank you so much.
Thank you.